This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The Department of Trade and Industry and the Competition, DTIC, says excessive gambling advertising is partly to blame for the rapid surge in popularity of online gambling in South Africa. You know, the industry has seen immense growth in recent years. However, that coincided with a rise in the number of distressed gamblers seeking help in the country. That's according to the National Gambling Board's latest annual report, which also revealed that the number of distressed gamblers seeking help increased sixfold in the past year. This is so worrying.
It is. It's a worrying factor. And we're talking this morning to social media legal expert Lerato Ndwambi, who's joining us. Morning, Lerato. How are you doing?
Morning, Nko. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good, good. You know, Lerato, I'm looking at the conversation we're having this morning, with reports saying that for every gambler that seeks help, there's actually one literally picking up that habit. And when you look to social media and just, you know, online, in the internet, how has social media advertising and online advertising contributed to the gambling pandemic over the years?
Sure. I think, because of the social media usage being so high and growing in South Africa, and recent stats reveal that South Africans spend an average of about 6 hours online. So, I mean, online and mobile betting then becomes more accessible. And because of, obviously, the social and digital marketing and celebrity endorsements, that has also contributed significantly, you know, making gambling normalized, glamorized, easy and fun, and in most instances minimizing the warnings and the risks, particularly when you look at young people that are exposed to these to social media. You know, particularly the vulnerable people end up impulsively and gambling unplanned because of how much time they spend on social media.
You know, Lerato, we've seen gambling companies slowly making their way into pop culture. We see celebrities and influencers, and we even see their sponsorship of, flagship activities and events and those kind of things. But at the end of the day, who has the power to regulate what's going on, what we are seeing in terms of the gambling and the and also set those boundaries? I know we have gambling boards. I know the gambling boards run educational content and they even have a CSI arm, but I really question if they are able, at the speed at which this is going, if they are able to even catch up.
So I think, you make a good point. I mean, gambling is regulated, by two tiers in South Africa. So you've got the National Gambling Board, which is on a national level, which sets the national norms and the standards. It monitors and evaluates performance and provides oversight. And then another problem, the other tier is the provincial tier. So each province has its own board. So you can already see that is messy, because then the oversight, the national, is unable to regulate what's happening in the provinces, because they only just provide a national oversight. So within each province, they have their own gambling regulator and how things are supposed to do. But I think another issue is the gaps in regulatory. For example, social media and advertising, affiliating links. So because of the various apps and social media, as well as, because we're seeing online gambling also affecting schools. It's become such a huge thing because kids watch, gamblers or these YouTubers play or bet online, and that's how they also get into it. Online gambling adverts also come up, on the apps that they're on, whether it's, social media apps, whether it's gaming apps. These pop-ups usually come up, and most people don't recognize, that advertising, advertisements actually promote gambling. They just see nice pictures, they just see their favorite celebrities, their favorite YouTubers doing this, and sometimes they sort of emulate. So I think the regulatory gap exists because the accuracy is outdated, And there are many provisions in the Act that are designed to only focus on traditional media, so TV and television, and doesn't necessarily regulate social media, affiliate marketing, mobile apps, and promo. So it makes oversight harder, especially for national on the national level.
You know, I was going to ask you about the crackdown on aggressive marketing happening online, but something came to my mind to say, actually, you know where the aggressive marketing is happening? It's happening on that one-to-one, like word of mouth kind of.
Yeah.
Because I win and I tell you, Jomi, listen. And then we get on the, we get online, we do this and everything. Do you think, and this is at a very, like a level where we are interacting as human beings and we get to share this, word of mouth kind of information. Do you think we, you know, and I'm sorry to ask you this because I know you're not a psychologist, you know, but do you think we understand the problem that we are facing as people?
Listen, I think, you know, our country, you know, due to the economic pressures and high unemployment rates in our country, I think it does sort of feed into it because, you know, once a person gets lucky, because with gambling, there's always beginner's luck. And once you start winning, you know, I think you see it as you see it as an opportunity for you to make money, for you to make extra income. You know, there's shows that actually show that sometimes these, you know, people who are addicted to gambling don't even understand that it's gaming. And some of them see it as a making money scheme. Like, this is how the money we use from gambling is how we survive. But I think a lot of us don't understand the severity of the addiction and how it affects families in terms of finances, in terms of mental health. You know, people get into so much debt because they believe, oh, no, man, it's possible, I'm going to do it again. Mm. And people end up taking loans, going to Womashonisa. And sometimes it ends up deadly, you know, where people, you know, commit suicide because they've accumulated so much debt that it poses a significant risk for their families that they end up thinking, no, let me just take my life. So I think, you know, you definitely need to do more in terms of regulation. There is, you know, the National Gambling Amendment Bill, which was introduced in Parliament in 2018, and you can already see how long ago that was. That bill was approved by the National Assembly, but unfortunately it was rejected by the National Council of Provinces, which was then referred to the Mediation Committee. So the bill has not yet fully been enacted into law, and the government is still trying to obviously undergo that process. But, I mean, one of the proposed amendments includes, you know, stricter consumer protection and restrictions. So, for example, the provisions of the Act, you know, speak about straightening advertising restrictions, so tighter rules on unsolicited gambling promotions, marketing to minors, as well as vulnerable people. You know, that's gone true. Are those days when gambling, you would just go to a casino or Uyako's Plaza, you know, and it would just be that game. Now it's on the phone. Everywhere you go, the temptation is there. And unfortunately, you know, vulnerable people in this country find themselves at a higher risk.
True. Lerato, we're going to leave this conversation here. Thank you so much for coming through, sharing your insights. Social media legal expert, Lerato Ntwampi.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.